This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Ben Harrison. Ben is the co-founder of DealCloud. He's also leads the financial services area vertical at InCap. Sort of has had this brilliant career as a business leader and a private equity investor. Thrilled to get a chance to visit with Ben today. Ben, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Scott, thanks so much for having me. Really glad to be here today and excited to share a little bit more with you and your audience about our business and what we're doing. But short background here. Started out working as an analyst associate in the investment banking business and the private equity business. And about 10 plus years ago, had the privilege of starting a software company that served those end markets. So have been working over the last decade or so to build vertical specific software that supports the needs of professionals in the private equity business and really the broader deal ecosystem now. So excited to be able to share that with you today.
Well, congratulations, and talk about sort of DealCloud. I mean, the sort of stress, the excitement, the anxiety of founding DealCloud, which has become the sort of famous brand used across private equity platforms. Talk about a little bit the stress, excitement of founding it, maybe a few points of pride in DealCloud. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been a decade plus now, and certainly the early days were fun and exciting, but also challenging in terms of building vertical specific software that, you know, meets the unique needs of investors and advisors. And, you know, over the years, I think there's so much to be proud of. We really have emerged as the industry's leading vertical software platform for private equity investors, growth equity investors, and a lot of other flavors across the alternative assets industry, you know, real estate, private credit, the fund of funds business, the secondaries business. So we've, you know, we're very proud of what we've built in terms of software capabilities that are super dialed in for the needs of investors in those, you know, segments and verticals of the private markets. And I think in addition to that, you know, we're very excited and proud of the team that we have that supports that market. You know, so the company today is 800 plus folks, and we have tremendous expertise and knowledge in what these firms do and what the professionals that work inside of these businesses need to be successful at their jobs. And it's almost 1,000 clients across the banking and private equity sectors today. And so we've just developed these best practices and have a pretty large and strong team across the globe that are supporting those today. And then I think finally, it's quite a white glove operation in terms of how we treat and support our customers. You know, so if I had to point to two or three things that we're really proud of and that we continue to work hard on, I'd say one is building the best software for this market. Two is understanding this audience that we serve and take care of. And I think we've developed some really strong knowledge that's pretty unmatched among other software providers. And three, it's just great support for these clients. I mean, being in the deal business is a tough job. It's a demanding job, and we take care of those professionals. So we've got to be good at supporting them.
And take a moment, Ben. You founded this a long time ago now. Talk about the feeling of sort of like, what was it like? I mean, it's hard to move. A lot of private equity professionals think they could do this. A lot of investment professionals think they could do this. They think they could move over and be CEO of a company. And so many people have sort of failed at this movement over from agent sort of advisor to actually principal. So it's a real win when somebody succeeds in it. And it's a shockingly small minority of people that really succeed like you have. Talk for a moment, Ben, about the feeling of when you first started, you know, landing customers. Do you remember the first customer you had, the first person that signed up for the account, and what that felt like, and then when you started to feel like you were hitting your stride?
Yeah, it's a great question, and we were really fortunate actually in the formation of the business. And if we look back at how that happened, it's somewhat serendipitous. You know, a lot of traditional founding stories of businesses are we left our jobs and, you know, sat at a card table and you know, created the idea. But ours was a little bit different in that many of us who, you know, helped start the company and who are with the company today worked in this industry. We worked as investors or as advisors. And I was part of a private equity firm that had built a technology stack, a proprietary technology stack, inside of their firm. And so the formation of the business came with spinning that technology out of the firm and already having product that was obviously needed more investment and continued support, but was already ready. I mean, we were well past what, you know, many would call the minimum viable product stage, and we already had a customer. And so we were pretty fortunate where we got a running start with a tech stack that we knew worked and that others in the industry had seen and that we shared with them. So a little bit less risk than your typical you know, software story where
But it's a great story, though. It's a great story because there's no shame in starting with a tech stack and a clarity of business and knowing that your customers want you. There's no style points. There's a lot of greatness and a lot there because there's this one theory: burn the boats, start your business. And I think most people will tell you that even though that sounds good, it's the wrong theory. And it sounds like you took a much safer, more intelligent route towards building your business, and it's something to be proud of and thoughtful about. Let me ask you a different question, Ben, because you've got this brilliant software company. You've also been somebody that follows closely the private equity business and been a private equity professional. Talk a little bit about, and you sell into the private equity space and as well as other alternative assets. Are there a couple trends in the private equity business that you'd share with our listeners that you sort of see, that you sort of think about?
You know, it's an excellent asset class, and you know, if you look back, it's pretty new, right? I mean, the concept was really invented in the 70s and 80s, and you know, it's about a 30-year track record for this asset class, and the performance, just the benchmark of the returns for private investments, show a pretty consistent outperformance in comparison to some of the public market equivalents. So, you know, we're seeing secular bull market trends where dollars are flowing from the public markets into the private markets. So it's a wonderful asset class with tremendous tailwinds. And so we feel very fortunate to serve, you know, an end market that is so strong and has, you know, these secular tailwinds. And I think what we're seeing, you know, and it's really benefiting our business is, you know, a lot of these firms were formed as small partnerships or they ran a fund or two, but in large part, the asset class has grown so large and the managers have gotten so big that they're turning their private equity funds into true operating companies at scale. And as that transformation has happened over the past, you know, 10 to 20 years, you're seeing these firms really gain scale. They have very large teams, and they are putting technology and infrastructure in place to support the growth and scale of their business. And one of those technologies is what we do. It's the front office tools to manage their sourcing, origination, pipeline, coverage, kind of relationship management. And so I think, you know, you've got two trends that, you know, just the sheer growth of the asset class. And when you couple that with needing to run and manage what are growing and scaling businesses and demand for infrastructure and technology to do that, you have a pretty great convergence of events that create an exciting opportunity for our business, and so we're thankful for that. And certainly the last couple months have increased that trajectory, because everybody was just kind of forced to develop strategies for collaboration software and develop strategies in a work from home environment. And so, we've had, a little bit of fuel to the fire with the COVID disruption. And, that's been a further benefit to folks investing in their digital transformation and their tech infrastructure.
100%. Ben, I want to thank you for joining us today. One final question. Where can people learn more about DealCloud and Intapp? Where can people find more about Ben Harrison and about your firm?
Well, we've got tremendous websites, so you can put Intapp and DealCloud into Google, and there's tons of content and downloadable white papers and case studies and client announcements, so lots of information there. Our LinkedIn feeds tend to have great content that goes out pretty much daily, trying to keep the market and our clients and prospects updated on what we're doing and what we're working on. And certainly we run a large number of webinars and product demos and advisory boards and things like that. So if anybody's interested in that, they can submit a form to our website or email me at ben@dealcloud.com, and we'd be happy to get them involved. We'd love to spend time with them.
It is a great pleasure to visit with you. It's literally remarkable what you and your team have built. And congratulations, Ben. What a great career and remarkable story at DealCloud and Intapp. Thank you very much.
Scott, thanks for having me.